we had a severe public health emergency, or one that demanded a lot of immediate response, we know that our staff, as good as they are, we do not have enough of our staff to cover all the bases. So we look to our Medical Reserve Corps to be just that, a reserve of local volunteers that could help us in a public health response.
What types of emergencies does your organization respond to?
Again, public health emergencies, which could be any number of things. Unfortunately, it could relate to a man-made event where you'd have some type of anthrax exposure or a dirty bomb or something of that nature. More likely, we're going to be dealing with things like pandemic, as we did with the H1N1 response in 2009-2010. Also, kinds of things that might involve the results of a natural disaster. If we were to have a tornado that affected large areas where you had a large population maybe needing some type of sheltering, we would assist in the medical part of that and other parts of sheltering requirements.
What kinds of work do Corps members do, the volunteers do, during an emergency?
They actually do the same work that our staff do. That it would depend on what the response was. In the case of needing to dispense medication or vaccinations, we're going to be doing that with nurses helping. We're going to have non-medical staff helping with moving people from one place to another as far as going through some type of mass dispensing center. So it depends on the event, but they're going to be doing the same tasks that we have our staff performing.
A lot of logistics trouble that would happen during an emergency like that. So I imagine you need people from all kinds of different skill sets.
Any skill set we can use. We have anyone 18 and older is eligible for the program, and a lot of our volunteers are non-medical, but they can help with just what you said, the logistics or helping people know where they should be moving to get through some type of dispensing center. We have IT or persons who work in offices that help us a lot with just getting the paperwork done so that our staff are not overloaded, those types of things.
You're offering an orientation class for people who are interested in serving. It's coming up on Saturday the 20th from 9 to 11. What will people learn?
They're going to learn about the history of the Medical Reserve Corps, how it formed after 9/11 in 2001. We're going to be looking at the different roles that individuals might play in a public health response. And then we're going to go through what it takes to become a Northern Kentucky MRC volunteer. And that is not a detailed process, but we do want people to understand what the commitment is. It's a low-demand program because we certainly hope we don't need our volunteers for a public health emergency, but the orientation really will give them a good understanding.
And you don't need medical training or specific qualifications. Can you remind us where this is and what time?
We're going to be having, again, the orientation this coming Saturday on the 20th. It's here at the Northern Kentucky Health Department in Edgewood, just off Dudley Road near the St. Elizabeth Complex. And it is from 9 to 11 with a light breakfast provided.
You can find out how to get more information about the Northern Kentucky Medical Reserve Corps on our website at wnku.org under Regional News. Jean Caudill, thank you.
Thank you.